This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado will get more than $30 million as part of a multi-state legal settlement with the e-cigarette manufacturer Juul. An investigation found the company's marketing targeted young people. Mary Burt of Gunnison is a regional health connector.
I think just like any of those big tobacco companies, they got caught. They're trying to get away with sleazy business marketing practices to young children.
A Clear Creek County judge will not dismiss the charges against the two sheriff's deputies charged in the death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Glass was stuck on the side of the road and called 911 for help last summer. Deputies responded, and despite Glass telling them he was scared to get out of his own car, they ultimately broke his windows and one deputy shot and killed him. Glass was never suspected of committing a crime. The deputy, Andrew Buin, was charged with second-degree murder, and his sergeant at the time was charged with criminally negligent homicide. They were both fired from the sheriff's office. Their lawyers asked that their cases get dismissed, but the judge says they had malicious intent when Glass was killed. They are in front of the same judge on Monday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Denver man faces felony charges for allegedly threatening Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse. James Michael Kennedy is accused of leaving voicemails threatening to shoot Neguse over his advocacy for stricter gun laws. Several messages also had racist language. This is CPR News.